We're going to continue with Hilchos Shabbos. We're in the middle of learning about Mukta. And up until now, we've spoken about the generalities of the reasons for Mukta and the different kinds of Mukta and the different kinds of moving things. How do you move them with your hands, with your feet, and so on. Now we'll get to the different categories of mukta and when and how you're allowed to move them or not. Okay, the first category is mukta machmas chisoron kis. Literally, it means that it's mukta because it's something very valuable that easily ruined, and therefore people don't move it around the chlal. Or there's two possibilities here. One is that it's something, this is the main category, something that has a prohibited use on Shabbos, like a scissors. Normally used for something that's prohibited on Shabbos, and it's of a quality and the type of scissors that people don't use for anything else except cutting things that are also on Shabbos. A knife, a scalpel, like an example of a mohel scalpel. So he doesn't use it, you know, to cut salads. It's a hush of a thing, it's important, it gets ruined easily, and you only use it for its designated purpose. So therefore, basically, it has no purpose on Shabbos, no use on Shabbos at all. It's totally separated from a person's mind on Shabbos, and therefore it's mukta. It's mukta machmas chisoron kis. It doesn't have to be extremely valuable. Just have to be something that people are very careful with. For instance, something like loose leaf paper. Whether that applies today or not is a shaila. Very or stationery. Not very expensive, but good stationery. People have it, they save just for writing letters. And they don't use it for other things. They don't use it for paper aeroplanes or anything else that could be mutter on Shabbos. They only use it for writing letters. So that stationery is mukta machmas chisoron kis. So that's the major idea of mukta machmas chisoron kis. There's another possibility. It's not something that's usher on Shabbos, but it's something that people bechlau don't ever move because it would get ruined or whatever. And they're very careful about it, to leave it in its place and not to move it because of that. An example would be passports. You don't move unless you're taking them to go on a trip, which obviously you can't do on Shabbos. So the passport itself is not made to do something that's also on Shabbos. But you'd never move that passport on Shabbos because it's important. You don't take it out just to look at it or whatever. Pictures that you're going to put in a scrapbook and that you don't handle just like this. Right, you put them in the scrapbook, put behind plastic or whatever, and or an album, and you don't handle them and show them around because they're very chashuv to you, and you don't move them or handle them by themselves, and they're not in the album yet. They're ready to be put into the album. Those are also mukta machmas chisoron kis. However, things that you don't move, not because they're so expensive or because they're very delicate, but just you don't move them because you have no reason to move them, like a picture on the wall. Or because they're very heavy, so you don't move it around. But on Shabbos, if the need comes to move it, you have a big book, heavy bookcase, and you never move it. But on Shabbos, something falls behind it, you want to move it. That's not mukta machmas chisoron kis, since it doesn't have a prohibited use on Shabbos at all. And the fact that you never move it is only because it's heavy, right? Or for other reasons, the picture's on the wall, you have no reason to move. But if for some reason you'd want to take a picture off the wall on Shabbos, right, and the only reason you don't move it during the week is because it's too heavy to move, or you have no purpose to move it, but not because it's very, very expensive or whatever, and therefore you leave it in its place and you don't touch it or whatever, then you can move it on Shabbos too. Things also that are very expensive, but you do use them. Fine china, right, or anything like that, that has a permissible use on Shabbos. And you may not use it every Shabbos, but it's something very expensive, and you're very careful with it, but it has a permissible use, so vada, you're allowed to use that on Shabbos. That's not mukta machmas chisoron kis. It's not that everything that's extremely valuable is mukta on Shabbos. It's only mukta on Shabbos if its main use is something that's prohibited and you don't use it for any other reason because it's very delicate and because you don't want to ruin it for its main reason. Then it's mukta machasar and kis and doesn't have the heterim of stam davar shemalachta le'isr. Stam davar shemalachta le'isr would be something, regular scissors, regular knife, like a pen knife, that you use for other things. But normally it's used for things that are prohibited on Shabbos. So then the halacha is it's mukta, but if you need it to use it for some other purpose, other than something that's asur on Shabbos, a mutter's purpose, or you need it to take away from the place where it is, it's on your bed, you want to make room to sleep, then you're allowed to move it. That will get to the next category. But if it's something that you don't use for anything else, you use it only for the thing that's prohibited on Shabbos because of its delicate or whatever, then it's mukta machasar and kis, and if you need the place or you want to use it for something that's permitted, you're not allowed to. And the other category, like we said, is something that's either valuable, very fragile, and that you don't move ever because it's fragile and valuable, you just leave it in its place, then you can't, what's it called, move it on Shabbos either. Okay, if the thing, there's a cloud in all mukta, which we should have said first, but this doesn't only apply to mukta machasar and kis, it applies to all mukta. Something that was mukta when Shabbos came in, even if for some reason now it becomes, the reason for it being mukta goes away, it's still mukta. It remains mukta the whole Shabbos. That's a cloud, migodis katsoy le ben ashmashas. It was mukta for the entire ben ashmashas, from sunset till when the stars came out. It had the reason to be mukta, then it remains mukta the whole Shabbos, even if the reason why it's mukta went away. For instance, something was not fit to eat, and it wasn't a thought of being fit to eat on Shabbos, and then by accident became fit to eat on Shabbos, so it's mukta the whole Shabbos. Since when Shabbos came in it was mukta, it remains mukta the whole Shabbos. On the other hand, if something became mukta on Shabbos, it was usable, and then it became unusable, so it became mukta during Shabbos, then when the reason for the mukta applies, it's mukta. It doesn't have to be mukta when Shabbos came in to become mukta. It can become mukta on Shabbos. But then if the reason that it's mukta went away also on Shabbos, then it becomes not mukta. If it wasn't mukta when Shabbos came in, it doesn't remain automatically mukta for the whole Shabbos unless the reason for it being mukta remains for the whole Shabbos. The reason goes away, then if it became mukta on Shabbos, then just like it can become mukta on Shabbos, it can become non-mukta also that same Shabbos.
For example,
something that got extremely wet, that's a call from the rain, and it would, what's it called, on Shabbos itself. So you're not allowed to move it because you may come to squeeze it out. And it dried out on Shabbos. So then you're allowed to, what's it called, move it on Shabbos. But if it was extremely wet when Shabbos came in, so it was mukta when Shabbos came in, then it remains mukta the whole Shabbos even if it dries out after that.